Tina K. Rose is here to talk about her new book, Some Days Are Diamonds, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Dina.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you, dear?
Fine. How are you?
I'm so good, I'm suspicious. I'm really good.
Tell us about your memoir, Some Days Are Diamonds.
Well, it's from a song I wrote. I wrote a song back in, years ago in the last century called Some Days Are Diamonds, Some Days Are Stone. And it was recorded by John Denver. It was the last big hit that he had before he passed away. It's been recorded by a lot of people. Julie Andrews recorded it, Mary Poppins, you know. Bobby Bear recorded it. It's been recorded in English, French, Polish, Norwegian. It's been a hit in Australia. It's a well-known song. It's been a phrase that people have liked, but they don't know where it came from. What I was thinking about, I wasn't struggling with being transgender. I knew I was. I was struggling with what to do about it. And I felt that I had built up this following in the music business and a career, and that I would lose it all if I came out, which I'm pretty sure I would have. So I would change back and forth. One day I would be feminine and able to express that. The next day I would have to be male and have to express that. And that's what the song is about. It's the changing back and forth. The diamond is the feminine kind of image, and the stone is, of course, the male. So it's some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes the cold winds blow a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. And people didn't know. People use it for everything. I mean, people have told me different stories about what it meant to them, you know, and they're all different. So it's kind of an impressionistic song that people can kind of fill it in however they want, whatever it matters in their life. But what it meant to me was the changing back and forth. Now, Julie Andrews didn't know when she sang that line that she was talking about a transgender woman in Nashville. And I wanted to tell people that even a hillbilly cowboy from Missouri out in the country can be transgender and have no control over it. People say it's a choice. It's not a choice. Absolutely not a choice. I used to pray that I was not. And so anyway, I wanted to express that. It affects everyone. It's not somebody in a big city. It's not somebody in a certain economic class. Not somebody in a certain anything. It's all of us. It is a real thing. It's not a whim. It's all of that. And that's what I wanted to get my book and use Some Days Are Diamonds as the metaphor and the literal feeling of the book. That's what it is, and that's why it's called Some Days Are Diamonds.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
Too many times I've seen the impression that we were incapacitated with being transgender until we transitioned, that our lives were just empty, you know, hidden away in some shuttered castle somewhere in the woods, and we couldn't do anything. And that's not true. There are people who had achievements before they transitioned. And those people that were coming out, Caitlyn Jenner for sure, you know, the Wachowski sisters, Kristen Beck is someone that I kind of know. And, you know, they're people that claimed their achievements before they transitioned. And so it just became a point of, oh, by the way, I'm transgender. So that's what I wanted to say, that we weren't just sitting around. I've won awards. I've had songs recorded by Johnny Cash. I've had songs recorded by Burt Reynolds. Tons of people, 200 or 300 songs. You know, I was able to function before that, and I want to claim that now, because too often we didn't know people until they had transitioned. We only knew them as being transgender. They had a life before that. I wanted people to know that, good or bad, whatever.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
First of all, I want to do it for my community, you know. I want to claim my little part of being transgender and the struggle with it. I'm a mature lady. I won't tell you how old I am, but I am an older woman. I am a senior citizen. And I struggled with this in a time when we didn't even have the word. In fact, there wasn't any word until Christine Jorgensen, and then it was sex change. You had a sex change, and nobody knew that. She, in later life, I have read that she did not claim being transgender. She did not change her sex. She changed her gender. And so, you know, there was nothing to call it. We didn't know there was anyone else. There's a great song by Barry Manilow called All the Time. And it says, all the time I thought there's only me, crazy in a way that only I could be. And I wish I'd have written that, and maybe I will. But that's exactly how I felt in that time, that there wasn't anybody else. But I want people my age to know that I was there too, girls. We just didn't know about each other.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
There's a group called Gender Justice Nevada that really does some good work. And then I always perform every year on the Transgender Week of Empowerment. It's really what we're calling it now, which is in November, the Transgender Day of Remembrance is part of that. And then there's the visibility in the springtime that we do. I work a lot at the Southern Nevada LGBT Center. So I'm going to work for them. I'm working for Lambda next month. They're having a little luncheon that I'm going to play for and talk to them and do some new songs and stuff. And I just love those things because I can stand up and say, look, Johnny Cash didn't know that I looked like this, but he knew that my soul was like this. So I want to express that.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
It would be really nice if we didn't have to say she is a transgender musician. It would be just nice to say she's a musician. And I think someday that will happen. But all these people who need some kind of big cardboard fear in order to raise their money, I think that is a real injustice to humanity. My family was very, very religious. That was part of the problem with me being so odd. And they would get their news of the world and life from one source, which would be whatever church they were in. And this is only my personal experience. It's the same group of people talking about transgender people going to whatever bathrooms and everything like that. And that is just a paper tiger. It is just a solution to something that doesn't have a problem. I just think it's going to do real harm to humanity, not only to LGBT people. But this is just not right. It's just not right. And it gives permission to... I've read these stories lately on the internet about people who have appointed themselves bathroom police, that they have gone into the bathroom after people that they thought were using the wrong one. And most often, they were wrong. It was a person using the right bathroom. But they have carte blanche to go out and pick on other people. It just breaks my heart. We're just like a nice, quiet little bunch of people. If you knew us, you wouldn't mind at all. And everybody's been in the bathroom with a transgender person. They just probably don't know it if they haven't. They probably don't know it. I think it's going to be resolved sooner than maybe the bathroom part, sooner than we expect, but it's going to linger for a while. You know, the way they are boycotting Mississippi and North Carolina, the people who are passing these actual laws to discriminate against a group of people. I mean, you couldn't do that with anyone else, but they used to. When I first went to the South, they had white-only water fountains and colored-only bathrooms, and nobody thought anything about it. That's the thing we should do because, you know, that's what they've told us is in the Bible. And so I think the transgender people are just next in line. When they needed somebody to pick on, it was us. But it's going to get resolved because too many of us are out there as very good examples of wonderful human beings. We're really just really nice people. And I think it's going to backfire a little bit, but that's our cause du jour, I guess, for today.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That's another heartbreaker. There are a lot of resources now. It's just knowing about them and being able to contact them. If somebody is holding you back, holding you down, not accepting you, it's hard for you to go out and find someone who is accepting. You know, if you're a 14-year-old kid and you have to live with your parents, you don't have your own resources and all that, even if you know about some kind of help somewhere, some shelter, it's hard to get to it because your people that are holding you back know about it. And I think that's why, I'm sorry to say, that's why a lot of kids see that there's only one way out. And that is just, it's just heartbreaking, especially in these times when you could do something about it.
How can people get information about Some Days Are Diamonds?
The book is an Amazon book, and it's a Kindle book, and I hope that people get something from it. I just want them to know that we're all in the same boat. We may have come on different ships to get where we are, but we're all in the same boat now.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have a new song, and it's called We Will Not Turn Away From You. And it begins, for the masculine women, for the feminine men, for all the boys and girls who feel they never fit in. Beyond the whispers and the stares, just know there is someone who cares. And we will not turn away from you, no matter what they put you through. When the sea is stormy and there seems no way across, when you're in the lost and found and no one knows you're lost, there will be a light shining through, and we will not turn away from you. That is based on bullying and on trans people who are not accepted, especially. It's my group. And I hope the words say something to everyone, certainly to the people who are struggling with it, who see it as a problem.